Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Module 7, Building a Team Community. A good leader knows that every member of the team brings a unique talent and aspect to the group. Every employee should work together and complement each other's skills in order to get work done efficiently. But a leader must also be aware of any challenges a team may face, such as clashing personalities, and be prepared to step in and remedy any situation. Identify the group needs. The servant leader knows the purpose of their team and has most likely started defining goals for the group. However, it is important for the leader to also identify the needs of each group member and the group as a whole. Every member is different, and every member needs something different from the leader. Some may need further coaching, some may need more independent work, while others will simply need periodic feedback from management. As a group, the needs may be a little more complex. The group will need to have some sort of goal or charter that defines what they are working toward. The group will need to establish what tools or supplies are needed, and what days or hours will need to be worked to accomplish their deadline. Created with free version for non-commercial use. Identifying the group needs can seem like one of the easier aspects of building a team, but if overlooked, it can weaken the foundation of the group and crumble before the project is finished. Complement member skills. When building a team, it is important to identify every team member and what skills or talents they will bring to the group. Many teams often feature members that are good in various areas, such as bookkeeping, research, public speaking, or presentations, so that each member can excel in their area while contributing to the whole team. Rather than have a few members try and handle all aspects of the project, bring on several members that can divide tasks and duties more evenly and will work best as a group. Once the leader has gathered all of the team members for the group, it's important to start building relationships among members. So try using some team building activities or begin a question and answer session. Common team building exercises: Great Egg Drop, Survival Scenario, Two Truths and a Lie, The Great Escape. Create group goals.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Essentially, the group goals should outline why the team was created and what ultimately needs to be done. Once your team or group is assembled, one of the main tasks is to create goals that the whole group can work toward. They can be work-oriented, such as setting productivity goals or ultimate deadlines, or can be goals based on group members, such as working together to finish a sub-project, or goals that aim toward allowing members to get to know each other. The group goals should be created with every member in mind and should include input from each member. Goals that are created together are achieved together. Tips for creating group goals. Determine what the ultimate outcome needs to be. Identify every member's part in the goal. Take input and opinions from every member. Create a charter or outline for everyone to see. Encourage communication. Communication can be a scary thing for newly built teams, or even teams with new members. It is important for a leader to not only encourage communication among team members, but with leaders and management as well.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Among members, encourage employees to get to know one another and build a working relationship. Employees that are more comfortable with each other will communicate better. For leaders and management, host small meetings or gatherings to speak with teammates and allow them to give their ideas and inputs, or just talk about problems they are having. Let employees know how to reach you so they can communicate with you when needed. Encourage communication in any way possible so that employees always know how to reach each other and their leaders. Tips for encouraging communication. Welcome input and opinions from team members. Encourage team members to build relationships. Schedule small, regular meetings or gatherings. Stay in contact, whether by phone, email, text, etc. Case study. Brad is building a team for an upcoming project in his department. He asked Andrea to help him make sure he hires the right members and establish his team on a good start. Andrea first told him to determine the needs of the group, such as how many people he would need and what kind of deadline he wanted.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Brad said he already had the plans laid out and was working to create a group goal for everyone to focus on. Andrea reminded him to select team members that would work well together and could use their skills to help one another. Lastly, Andrea reminded Brad that he should have communication for everyone on the team, including himself. She suggested some icebreaker games to use at their next meeting or told him to have everyone exchange contact information. Brad wrote down all of Andrea's ideas and thanked her for the input. He felt like he was ready to finally build his team community now.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.